儿童节快乐
，Happy Children's Day。
我们中间儿童不多是吧？所以没有很欢乐的样子哈。
There are not many children among us。
这个晨曦这个自己感冒怕传染我，所以站得很远啊。
Yeah, I have a fever, so.
Okay. 我们先祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们很高兴在这时候能够一起到你的圣殿里面来敬拜。
Father, we thank you for calling us in your temple to worship you.
我们也一起在你面前将我们对你的感恩借着诗歌表达出来。
We express our thanksgiving in the form of hymns.
愿我们接下来聆听你的话，也反映出我们对你的敬拜。
May we listen to your word, which will reflect our worship.
赐我们这个一颗开放的心，能够领受你自己给我们的话语。
Give us an open heart to receive your word.
我们这样子的祈求，祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
再过几天是重要的日子啊。
There will be an important day in a few days.
Oops, 你怎么一跳就跳两张呢 ？OK， 好，再过几天，六月六号就是 D Day。
June the sixth is D Day。
多少人知道 D Day 是那个 D 是什么意思啊
？Who knows what the D means here？
是啊，其实什么意思都没有。
It doesn't mean anything.
D 只是一个 placeholder， 代表这个任何军在美国军事行动要开始的那一天就叫做 D Day.
D is actually only a placeholder to mark important dates in military operations.
我们这些喜欢看军事新闻的人就知道，他们有时候会说 D Day， 然后 H hour.
You can usually see.Terms like D-Day or H-Hour.
所以如果你知道他说 D plus one 就是行动开始的第二天。
So day D plus one means the second day of the operation.
所以 H-Hour 就是那个真正行动开始的那个小时。
H-Hour is the hour when the operation starts.
六月六号就是诺曼底登陆的那一天他就定了那一天叫做 D-Day。
June the 6th is the D-Day for the landing on Normandy.
在当时呢那天开始行动的时候，从英国南方的许多的港口，他们这些军舰就出发，其中有一个重要的港口就叫做 Portsmouth.
So on that day, many ships departed from the southern coast of England, and one of them called Portsmouth.
Yeah. 那这个行动呢，开始了解放这个在纳粹占领的欧洲的一个第一个这个反攻的行动。
So that was the start of counter attack.To the European continent under the rule of Nazi.
就这个行动这个当时的盟军的统帅叫做艾森豪，他就向被占领的欧洲各国广播说。
At that time, General Eisenhower commanded on the radio.
他说。虽然最初攻击的地点并没有发生在你们的国内，但你得自由的时刻已经来到。
He said, although the initial assault may not have been in your own country, the hour of your liberation is approaching.
所以你看右上角那个图呢，左上方那个就是英国，然后呢从那地方画了这一些线在诺曼底登陆之后，它的那个线就开始向欧洲内陆延伸。
So you can see on the map on the top right corner where you can see the lines extending from the English channel to the inner Europe.
所以我们看见啊，后来这个整个的欧洲在这个盟军的这个反攻后啊，整个的欧洲都从这个纳粹的手中得到自由。
So later the whole Europe was liberated from the rule of Nazi.
在这个是这个诺曼底登陆当中，这个港口啊叫做 Portsmouth， 这个 Mouth 是英国一个最重要的一个军港，因为它隔着英伦海峡就和诺曼底遥望，那么它也是诺曼底登陆的一个跳板。
Portsmouth was a very important port in England, where you can look into distance Normandy from there, so it's a stepping stone to land on Normandy.
图片中那个这个老兵，这是2017年的照片，那时候他98岁。
You can see a veteran in this picture. This picture was taken in 2017, and at that time he was 98 years old.
我们说老兵不死，大概就是像这样子的人。
We usually say veterans never die. We're referring to people like him.
那么有一个类似的情形，在诺曼底登陆前1900年，在欧洲的另一端也发生了。
A similar situation occurred 1900 years before the landing on Normandy on the other end of Europe.
就在第一世纪的时候呢，保罗在特罗亚。他遥望着马其顿。
So in the first century, Apostle Paul looking to distance to Troas from Macedonia,
预备为主的福音来进军这个欧洲的大陆。
He was ready to march into Europe for the gospel.
他跨过那个海峡，从亚洲进到欧洲的时候，所来到的第一个大城就是腓立比。
So when he crossed the strait, the first town that he reached was Philippi.
即使只看他的这个遗迹，你也知道腓立比在当时是一个相当重要大的一个城市。
You can tell that this was a major town even from these ruins.
在《使徒行传》第16章的地方介绍了保罗来到腓立比的时候所发生的情形。
In Acts 16, we can see what happened when Paul reached Philippi.
在那个地方他在安息日的时候找不到，很可能是找不到一个会犹太人聚会的会堂，所以他在河边，在城外的河边呢，找到了一群人在那里祷告。
So he could not even spot a Jewish synagogue, so he found a group of people praying by the river.
这些人当中有一个叫做吕底亚的女士在那个地方信主了。
So a woman called Lydia was converted there.
然后就接待这个保罗、希拉他们一群人到他家里，可能就成了腓立比教会的第一个家庭教会的地点。
Lydia received Paul and Silas at her own home. So that was the start of the Philippine church.
后来保罗在腓立比呢，因为从一个这个被鬼附的被邪灵所附的一个使女，这个一个女仆身上把这个鬼赶走以至于被当时的人呢抓起来打了一顿，然后告到官府里面，把他关到监狱里去。
So Paul was beaten and thrown into jail for casting a demon from a slave girl.
当时在这个监狱里面的时候呢，因为地震突然门打开，把这个狱卒吓了一跳，因为他以为这些犯人逃走了，所以他还准备想要自杀这个避免这个祸及他们的全家。
But an earthquake took place, and all the gates in the jail was open, and the jailer almost killed himself.
但是反而在保罗的安慰劝勉之下，他们全家都信主。
But Paul consoled them, and so the jailer and his whole family were converted.
后来保罗跟、把他抓起来的这些官府的人说我是罗马人，以至于这些官府的人吓了一跳、就赶快释放他，但是又劝他赶快离开腓立比，以免在这个城里面引起更多的骚动。
So Paul told the local magistrates that he was actually a Roman citizen. The local authority warned him to leave that place as soon as possible.
好，所以他们就离开腓立比，然后就开始欧洲布这个宣教的旅程。他们接下来就去了帖撒罗尼加。
Since then, they left Philippi and started their mission in Europe, going to Thessalonica.
Yeah. 现在我们就要一起来看今天的经文啊，这个啊，这刚才所讲的是这个腓立比教会成立的一些背景。那么我们现在就要来看今天我们读的这个经文。
So that was the background of the Philippian church, and now let's look at today's scripture.
在第三节到第五节是比较容易明白的。
It is easy to understand verse 3-5.
保罗说他感谢神，常常喜乐，想念腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹，而且替他们来代求。
Paul says that he thanked God every time he remembers the Philippian church, and he always pray with joy for them.
因为从头一天，也就是从刚才我们看见认识保罗开始，他们就和保罗的一起的同心合意的兴旺福音。
Because from the first day till now, they were partners with Paul in the gospel.
然后第五节和第六节这个地方开始，我们稍微做一点解释。
And we'll do a little explanation on verse 5 and 6.
第五节、第六节继续的来说明、这个保罗心里面的这种的喜乐的、这个原因。
Verse 5 explains further why Paul prays with joy.
第五节中文这里说、对不起，第六节那里他说我深信那在你们中间、在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功。
In verse 6, he says, I'm confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion.
中文这里用深信，刚才、陈希年英文、是 NIV, 大概是用、confident。在这个地方、都、可能缺少了一个被动的感觉在里面。
So both in the English and Chinese version, we cannot see a passive voice here.
更好的可能一个翻译是说他被说服了、being persuaded.
A better translation would be he was persuaded.
因为保罗他自己的亲身的经历，他对上帝的认识，在这些他所的经验里面，他被自己的经验啊。让他被说服而产生的那种的相信，是这里所说的、这个我深信的意思。
He was convinced with his own experience.、
中文那里他有一个在你们心里动了善功、在原文里面其实就是在你们当中动了这个善功。
He says the one who began a good work in your heart actually means he who began a good work in you.
那这里的善功指的是什么呢？
So what does the good work refer to?
这里的善功就是指着他们在一起兴旺福音的这个善功。
It is the gospel.
那他讲到他深信这个上帝要继续的来完成这个工作。
He said he is confident that God will carry it on to completion.
所以这个是保罗他所相信、所被 persuaded 之后的他脑子心里面的这个信念。
This is Paul's confidence after he was persuaded.
所以保罗他的喜乐不是建立在一个客观的顺境上面。
Therefore, Paul's joy does not depend on favorable circumstances.
你看他到了这个腓立比的时候，他连这个犹太的会堂都找不到。
You see that he could not even spot a synagogue in the city of Philippi.
而实际上，当他被抓起来的时候，他所面临的这个逼迫是来自于一个非常以自己，有罗马的传统文化而自豪的一个腓立比城。
He was persecuted by the people from a city where they take pride in their Roman culture.
所以在他们把这个保罗抓起来的时候，他们是这样子说的。
So when they arrested Paul, they said that
在第十六章使徒行传第十六章第二十节和二十一节，他是这样子说的。
In Acts 16:20-21,
他们说这些人指的是这个保罗和他的同伴。他说这些人原是犹太人，竟骚扰我们的城，传我们由罗马人所不可受、不可行的规矩。
So they brought Paul before the magistrates and said, "These men are Jews and throwing our city into uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept for practice."
所以呢，在我们看刚才看见这个城市里面，这个大环境里面呢，是一个不顺利的环境，包括没有犹太人的这个会堂，也碰到一群这个一个城市是以自己为罗马公民自豪的一个城市。
So we can see that the circumstances were not very favorable because it was hard to find a synagogue. And
而在这个环境里面呢，保罗和他的同伴被抓起来打，而且又被下到监牢里面去。
And Paul was beaten and thrown into prison.
但是保罗的喜乐是有根据的。
Paul has a foundation for his joy.
他的根据是他的喜乐是建立在这些同心合意兴旺福音的弟兄姐妹们。
So his joy is founded on the brothers and sisters who take partnership in the gospel.
他的喜乐也是建立在一种对上帝的信心。
His joy is also founded in his faith in God.
他认为上帝开始这个善工，而且上帝会完成这个善工。
He was confident that the God who began the good work will carry it on to completion.
所以尽管客观的环境是不好的，但是他心里却依然能够充满了喜乐。
So Paul was still full of joy, even the circumstances are not on his side.
保罗在腓立比教会开始的情形是如此，我想我们的教会的开始也是如此。
So that was the start of the Philippine church, in some ways like the start of our church.
我们的教会开始的时候，甚至到今天，都不能说是物力人力特别充分的环境。
From the first day till now, we are not a church abundant in material or human resources.
所以我们的教会非常的需要依赖神，不停的来供应，而且兴起他的工人来帮助这个教会。
So our church really needs to rely on God, God's helping hand who never stopped raising up co-workers.
你知道我们的教会怎么开始的吗
？You know how our church started?
十九世纪的时候，有一些到中本有一对有一位宣教士到中国宣教。后来因为妻子生病的关系回到美国。
So in the 19th century, a missionary went to China, but because of the sickness of his wife, he returned to the U.S.
他是属于长老会，所以长老会就把他派到这个北加，在三藩那个地方请他继续做向中国人传福音的工作。
And the Presbyterian Church sent him to North California.To continue to preach the gospel to the Chinese community.
所以他是一个宣教士，但是他没有办法到中国去，所以他就在他本地向中国人宣教。
So he was a missionary, but he could not travel to China, so he preached the gospel to the local Chinese community.
你觉得有没有一点耳熟呢？
Does it sound familiar to you?
后来他们有机会派人到 Santa Barbara 这个地方来，设立了一个类似像弟兄会一样，有一些年轻的，有一些中国的年轻人，他们替他租了一个房子，让他们在那个地方聚会。
Later they send someone to Santa Barbara to rent a place for them to carry out the service.
然后后来有一些这个退休的女宣教士在 Santa Barbara 这个地方继续的在中国人当中向他们传福音。
Later, some retired missionaries were sent here so that the local community can hear the gospel.
其中有一位女宣教士叫做 Ruth Hitchcock, 她是这个宣道会的一个宣教士。
So there was a female missionary called Ruth Hitchcock who was sent by the Evangelical Free Church.
他 Santa Barbara 是他的家，所以他常常在来回在广州、广东和这个 Santa Barbara 来回。他回到这个地方的时候，就会向这个地方的中国人传福音。
So her home was in Santa Barbara. So he traveled between Guangdong and Santa Barbara. So when she was here, she preached the gospel to the local Chinese community.
教会在这种情况里面，刚开始的时候可能有一些这个 youth 参加在这个地在教会里面的这个活动。
So there was a youth group at that time.
一直到我想是70年代，如果没有记错的话，才开始有第一个全时间的这个牧师。
And it was not until the 1970s that we had our first full-time pastor.
在80年代的时候呢，我还没来之前他们这个地方就已经有像这个杨建威牧师，我们只有见过几次面。
In the 1980s, we had Pastor Yang.
后来我来的时候是欧阳牧师，在他的这个牧会的期间，我们就买下了这个教堂。
And when I came to Santa Barbara, we had Pastor Ouyang, and it was around that time that we bought this house.
This building here.
This building, yeah.
然后在这个地方，原来聚会的是宣道会的一些的会众。
So we had a congregation of Evangelical Church here.
他们是Mission Alliance 的教会，那他们在给我们很好的这个财务上面的协助，以至于我们能够顺利的把这个教堂买下来。
So they assisted us with financial resources to buy this building.
买下来之后呢，我那时候刚刚来这个教会没有多久。
And I was pretty new in this church.
所以我就看见我们教会里面其他资深的弟兄姐妹他们是如何的服事。
So I saw how the senior Christians served in this church.
我就记得那时候大概周末的时候，礼拜六的时候，就常常会有这些资深的基督徒带着他们自己的家人，包括当时的小孩子来教会打扫。
So I still remember that I saw some Christians in this church. Clean up this building with their own family or children.
那时候我的两个小孩子大概是还在提在篮子里面的那种的阶段。
So my kids were still in a
carrier
like
还被提在那个摇篮里面的那种的
okay,
的年纪。
They were still very little in a basket.
Yeah, 但是我那时候的印象就非常深刻，想说这样子这里的弟兄姐妹服事是我们许多人的好的这个榜样。
But I was very impressed with these examples of service.
我们今天这个教会依然并不是非常的物资非常的充裕的一个教会。
Even nowadays, our church is not rich in resources.
但是我们教会里面弟兄姐妹都非常的努力，尽我们所能的，在福音的工作上一起的来努力。
But our brothers and sisters gave our best for the gospel.
这让我想起来这个 然后我们教会也的确有许多的人因为这个教会得到我们得到这个宝贵的救恩。
Actually, many people attain their salvation through our church.
就让我想到前两三个礼拜，也许一个月之前，我们年轻的弟兄姐妹当中曾经有这么一个关于五个馒头的讨论。
Like a month ago, I remember that there was a discussion about five buns among our young brothers and sisters.
我是从旁听到的，好，所以我只是希望讲的没有太离谱。
I just overheard this story.
他们的讨论是说，这个有一个人吃饱，吃了五个馒头以后说他吃饱了，那么是不是第五个馒头让他吃饱的？
So if one is fed with five buns and feels full, so is it the fifth bun that made him full?
有些人就说当然啦，吃第五个吃饱了，不是明明是这样讲吗？他吃了第五个馒头他就吃饱了，所以是第五个馒头让他吃饱的。
Someone might say, of course, it is the fifth bun.
那当然有些人反对，他们认为说，可是如果不是前面有第一、第二、第三、第四个馒头，你第五个馒头就不会是第五个馒头了。
But someone opposed saying that without eating the first four, the fifth bun would not be the fifth.
其实我是比较赞成说每一个馒头都很重要的那一个。
I tend to believe that every bun is important.
所以我们教会里面需要我们每一个人来努力，不管你做出来的馒头喂给别人，我们带给我们的这些这些弟兄姐妹或者是我们的慕道的朋友，不管你带给他们是第一个馒头、第二个馒头、第三个馒头，都很重要。
So I encourage all of you to keep on making buns because every bun is equally important.
如果你正好做的是第五个馒头，感谢神。
If you happen to make the fifth bun, thank God.
因为你就有会经验到那种收成的喜乐。
You will experience the joy of harvest.
所以我们教会要在这个地方继续的来做馒头。
So we should just keep on making buns.
我们每一个人都要努力的来做馒头。
So everyone should not stop making buns.
即使你说我不会做馒头。
Even you cannot make buns.
你起码下个面打个蛋给别人吃总是可以做得到的。
Or you can boil some noodles and break an egg.
做一些什么事情。
Just do something.
这是保罗在一个不是特别资源充裕的这个教会里面他自己的经验。
That was Paul's experience in a church without much resources.
他后来有一次为了要筹这个一些慈善基金带回到耶路撒冷，他跟当时更富裕的这些在像哥林多这样子的教会这样子提到那些在 Macedonia 这个在马其顿的这些教会，他是这样说的。
So later, in order to raise some funds to bring to Jerusalem, Paul talked to the Corinthian church.
他说那些教会指的就是腓立比、帖撒罗尼迦这些教会，他们在捐献的慈善的事情上面努力的要做，甚至做了超过他们能力所及的。
He praised the Philippian church, or the Thessalonian church. For their extra efforts in offering.
所以我们就知道保罗为什么在这个祷告里面想到这些腓立比信徒的时候，他心里会充满了这样子的喜乐。
That's why Paul is full of joy when he remembers the Philippian church.
所以我们继续往下看，你再来看第七节，保罗进一步解释为什么他前面这一段话，他这种的想法是正确的，是合理的。
So in verse 7, we see that Paul justifies why it is right for him to feel this way.
保罗在这个保罗说他在这个福音和宣教的道路上面呢，腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹和他一同得恩，在第七节里面。
In verse 7 he said, All of the Philippine brothers and sisters in the Philippine church share in God's grace with him in preaching the gospel.
这句话另外一个的翻译的另外一个翻译的方法是说，你们都是我一同在恩典中的伙伴。
Another way to translate this verse is that all of you are my partners in God's grace.
我这样的翻译我自己都读看不懂哈。是你们与我，你们你和我都是在这个恩典中的伙伴。
He was saying you and me are all partners in God's grace.
而这个伙伴在原来的意思里面就是我们的团契，所以也有分享的，可以分享的意思。
So here the word partnership can all mean the same as fellowship, which means to share something among us.
所以这里讲到的恩典，他们一起分享的这个恩典指的是什么？
So what does the God's grace that they share mean here?
如果你参考这个同一章后面29节跟30节，它是这样子说的。
If you look at Philippians 1:29-30.
他这里说，因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并且为他受苦，你们的征战就是就与你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。
For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have.
所以保罗在这里告诉指出来，腓立比教会他们所领受的这个恩典，不但是一个救赎的恩典而已。
So Paul is pointing out that the grace here is not only the salvation that they received,
而是一种的恩典，是这些教会里面的弟兄姐妹所亲身经历到的，就是要为主受苦，而且在一个与他们敌对的这个世界当中征战。
So this grace also refers to the suffering for the Lord and the struggle in a hostile world.
所以保罗在这个地方说，你们和我是一样了，得了救恩，而且得了救恩以后，你们就去传讲福音，也为这个福音来受苦。
So Paul was actually saying that you are the same as me in terms of receiving the salvation, preaching the gospel, and suffering for this gospel.
所以保罗这个地方和合本他说，你们都与我一同得恩。
So that's why in the Chinese translation it says that you share God's grace.
所以保罗在这个地方讲的是说，我们同样的分享这一种的恩典，救恩，为主受苦，传福音，在这个世界当中征战。
So Paul was saying that you share the same grace with me, which is to be saved, to suffer for the Lord and struggle for the gospel.
第八节的时候，他说在这样子的情形里面呢，我想念你们的时候，我是用一种像耶稣基督那样子的情感来想念你们。
That's why Paul said in verse 8 that he longed for the Philippine church with the affection of Christ Jesus.
那里的体会比较不是说保罗体会耶稣基督的那个 affection, 那个的心肠。他比较指的不是说保罗自己的体会，而是他使用了耶稣基督的这样的心肠来去爱，来去思念这个腓立比的信徒。
So Paul was actually saying that he was not experiencing the affection of Jesus, but he was longing for the brothers and sisters with the affection of Christ Jesus.
所以他如此的思念而且爱这批弟兄姐妹。
So we see that he longed for these brethren and love them deeply.
他接下来就在第九节和十一节开始真正的来为这些信徒们祷告。
So in verse 9 through 11, he was actually praying for these brethren.
他的祷告的内容、基本上、指出了希望他们在哪些方面能够成长。
So in his prayer, he pointed out in what aspects the brothers and sisters might grow.
我们把它稍微列了一个表。
So I made a chart here.
他那里讲到他们应该要在爱心上多而又多。
He pointed out that your love may abound more and more.
要有知识和各样的见识。
You should have grow in knowledge and depth of insight.
要能够分别是非。
You should be able to discern what is best.
让他的结果就带成为一个诚实无过的人。
So that they may be pure and blameless.
然后他们的生命里面应该充满仁义的果子。
Their life should be filled with the fruit of righteousness.
这些果子是借着耶稣基督所得到的。
This fruit was attained through Christ Jesus Christ.
然后这一切都可以让神他的荣耀得着称赞。
And this was all for the glory and praise of God.
现在我对于这每一项做一个稍微的这个简短的解释。
So I will explain briefly these points.
这里用到的爱心是我们所熟悉的那个圣爱。
So love here is the agape we really talk about.
是一个神圣之爱，其实全应该是说神圣之爱。
It is
divine love.
Okay. It is also known as the divine love.
保罗在这个地方接下来讲到知识这个字。
He also used the term knowledge here.
他讲的是一种有经验过的一种的知识。
It's kind of knowledge attained through experience.
所以如果我说我对这个北极的极光有认识，你们知道我讲什么？北极的那个极光啊，有认识。
If I have knowledge of
极光，英文怎么说啊 ？Northern Lights.
Northern Lights.
OK， 我那个知识就不是这里讲的知识。
It's not the knowledge I'm talking about here.
因为那是我书上读来的。
Because I just read about Northern Lights.
我从来没有见过。
I have never seen it.
我没有那种看到以后那个嘴巴张这个合不起来的那种的经验。
I've never seen it myself.
所以保罗在这边讲的这个知识是那一种有经验过的一种的知识。
So here the knowledge refers to a kind of knowledge attained through experience.
这里讲到的见识是指的一种道德上面他的分辨的能力。
And here insight is a kind of moral discernment.
第十节说使你们能分别是非，这里的中文有一点点的容易让人家误解。
The Chinese translation might lead to some misunderstanding.
这里讲到分别是非，它不是在讲说让你能够分别什么是对，什么是错。
It's not to tell right from wrong.
它原来的字是让我们能够区别什么是好，什么是更好。
It actually means to tell the best from good.
或者是说能够知道这些事情里面什么东西才是关键，什么东西不是关键。
Or to know what is crucial and what is secondary.
那接下来他讲到诚实，这个字它实际的意思是说一个人他是纯洁或者是动机纯洁，对人不含有恶意的意思。
And the next point he talks about is to be pure, which means to be pure in motivation.
然后接下来讲到无过那个字是用来描述一个人不使别人跌倒。
And here to be blameless means not to stumble others.
那这个仁义的果实是指的神所喜悦的行为。
And the fruit of righteousness refer to the good deeds pleasing to God.
所以我们总结这样子说。
So we could conclude that
在我们同心合意一起兴旺福音的这条路上面。
So on our journey of a partnership in the gospel,
爱给我们了动力。
Love motivates us.
而这种的动力加上了我们那种有经历过的知识，就给了我们一个洞见、洞察力。
And the knowledge added with their experience gives us depth of insight.
所以我们的认识基督就在我们为主受苦的这样子的事情上，能够更深切的明白认识基督和跟随基督是什么意思。认识基督加上为主受苦 ，OK， 就是说，当认识基督、跟随基督这种的知识，借着我们在生活里面。为主受苦，就更能够真的知道什么叫做认识基督。
So we get to know Jesus Christ better by suffering and struggling for Him.
而这些的见识，这些的洞见，让我们在这条道路上面做选择的时候，我们可以选择一条最好的途径。
And such kind of insight will lead us to choose the best path.
当我们在面对我们的福音的伙伴的时候
，So when we are getting along with our partners in the gospel,
保罗在这个地方用圣经的话说，做诚实无过的人。
Here Paul encouraged us to be pure and blameless.
所以我们说希望我们在对弟兄姐妹要常常以善意来相待。
So we should often treat our brothers and sisters with kindness.
当我们和我们的弟兄姐妹在一起的时候，要小心不要让我们的弟兄姐妹跌倒。
And we should help our brothers and sisters to stand firm.
比方说
for example,
这个我讲到就有这样子的问题，常常讲很久。
For example, I usually preach a very long sermon.
大家肚子已经很饿了。
And I know you're hungry.
所以这个就开始有人跟我这个给我看那个不好看的脸色了。
Someone might give me an angry look.
是讲到讲太久不好。
Of course, a sermon too long is not good.
需要改进。
I should improve on this.
但是这个不能够成为你给我脸色看的原因。
But this is not a good reason for you to give me an angry look.
从我这边来怎么看呢？
For my part,
别人给我脸色看的时候是他不对。
It is others' fault to give me a resentful look.
但是我不能够因为他不对，我就摆脸色回敬给他。
I should not respond with an angry look to him.
我刚才讲的这个例子，它不单只是一种个性，还有表达方式而已。
So this example is not about the expression of your personality.
它也牵涉到刚才保罗跟我们讲那种他对基督徒生命成长的一种的盼望跟期许。
It also involves the hope of growth in spiritual life that Paul mentions here.
它牵涉到我们生命里面中的那种爱、那种见识、那种选择、那种善意待人、那种不使人跌倒。
So it involves our love, our insight, our choice, our kindness, and not stumbling others.
最后我们希望借着今天的这一段经文提醒我们每一个人。
And at last, we hope today's scripture might be a reminder for all of us.
要来迎接我们在这个时代里面的 D-Day, 对不起, this date.
That we will embrace our D-Day in this age.
让我们能够回应圣灵在我们这个时代，在我们每一个人生命里面那个宣教的呼召。
So that we will respond to to the missionary vision given by the Holy Spirit.
让我们成为一同受苦的宣教伙伴。
So that we can suffer together as partners in gospel.
让我们的爱心增长，也借着我们的知识和见识，把我们一生投入在那些最关键的事情上面。
May we grow in love and seize what is truly important with knowledge and insight.
并且在这个时候预备来迎接我们新的牧师的来到。
And let's do the preparations to welcome our new pastor.
在我们长时间没有牧师的时候，我曾经去参加过这个，我们播道会北美这个牧师的这个联会。
In the years we had no pastors, I used to attend the conference of the Evangelical Church in North America.
在席间，他们问说教会有什么需要。
So on the conference, they asked me, what our church needed.
教会现在的光景如何？
So how the status quo of the church?
我就告诉他们说
，I told them，
我们就好像在腓立比城外那些河边祷告的一群人。
We're like that group of people praying by the river, outside the city of Philippi，
等待神差遣我们教会的保罗来到我们当中。
And we're waiting for.The Apostle Paul, sent by God to us.
今天我们就在这个关口上面。
And now we're at this moment.
有一个保罗，他在特罗亚，向着这个欧洲的大陆，那马其顿正在眺望。
So there was this Paul, looking to distance in Macedonia from Troas.
他接下来就要进到马其顿，来到腓立比城。
And he was about to enter Macedonia and enter the city of Philippi.
神差遣保罗在欧洲大陆开始一个宣教一个大的工作。
So God sent Paul for this great mission in Europe.
腓立比教会的信徒参与在保罗这个伟大的宣教的行列当中，成为他福音的伙伴。
And the Philippian church took part.In this commission, and they were partners with Paul.
我们是不是预备好能够成为这个新牧师的福音伙伴？
And so have we prepared ourselves to be the partner in gospel with our new pastor?
预备像当初那些要在诺曼底登陆的那些的士兵一样？
Are we as ready as those soldiers on the D-Day in Normandy?
他们说我们来这个地方不是为了死而来。
They said that we did not come to die here.
我们来这个地方是为了赢得一场战争。
We came here to win this war.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，愿你保守我们每一个人的心怀意念。
Father, may you guard the mind and heart of every one of us.
在这个时刻帮助我们能够调整我们关注的事情。
May you align our focus.
在许多的慕道友从远方来到我们门口的时候。
Many seekers come to our door from a distance.
愿意我们能够帮助他们，好像以前那些宣教士在这个地方帮助了这个教会。
May we be their help, just as the missionaries that used to be here preaching the gospel.
我们将这诚心的祷告，是奉救主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.